You know, I'd heard such a lot said about him. In fact, he was most of the reason I came. My old man, he just called him the Reverend and described him as Exhibit A from the Stockman's Hall of Fame. He was a bushman. From his battered Akubra to the soles of his old Williams boots, he had eyes that were squinted from dust storms. He had a hide like the floor of the ute. He had a handshake that gripped like a bench vice. He had a voice that came up from his belt. But he had a presence of love, blind to eyesight, but such as could almost be felt. "G'day," I said. "They tell me they call you the Reverend." He said, "Son, there's naught that's much reverend about me. Just a daggy, dusty old sinner. What you get, it's about just what you see. Son, if it wasn't for the fact I know Jesus, there'd be little worth knowing about me." "Yeah, Dad said you went all religious when the Melbourne got back to the Quay. I mean, he's nothing to be embarrassed like. He's only told Mum and me. But he tells everyone you're a hero. How you went back when they said it's too late." He answered, his emotions in neutral. "I went back because your old man's a mate. Son, if you're out here looking for heroes, you're in the wrong place and a lot of years too late. What happened back then, it's just a memory. And right now, I've got to weld up a gate. Oh, look, there's really no need to be modest. I've heard the story since I was a kid. And I know Dad'll never forget you, you know, for what you did. And I'll always believe you're a hero. You went back when the choppers had gone. I'll always believe you're a hero. Don't matter how many years have rolled on. Sit down, son. Let me tell you about heroes. First off, don't believe everything you hear. Son, when that shrapnel was cutting the bush around us, I filled me pants out of fear. I'd never prayed before I went in the jungle. I'd never thought of peace before I went to war. Until the stench of death had closed up me nostrils. I never saw rich folks as poor. Son, a lot of blokes made God a promise. If he'd just get them out alive. Your old man got it wrong. I never went religious. It's just that my promise survived. So I thought I best do God a favour. Join the clergy, be a man of the cloth. But those years I spent working in college, they achieved little but to stir up a wrath. Until the day came and I cried out in frustration. I've worked hard to pay back me dues. And then a voice from heaven said, "What for? I've already paid him for the whole world, and that includes you." Son, that was the day I learned about heroes. I knew the risks, but never the cost, until I met the God who loved me enough to hang on a cross. Until I met the God who loved me enough to hang on a cross.